our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And we are both of us awesome.
I'm gold, though.
One of us is cold, and the other one is awesome.
Here's what happened. I was making my dinner, right? My very adult dinner of Annie's brand of SpaghettiOs. They're called All-Stars. Well, actually, they had different ones, too. They were called Bernie-O's.
Okay. Why didn't you just have Spaghetti Joes?
Because you ate them.
Well, why didn't you buy more than one?
Because I didn't. I don't know. And they were called Jozo's, so.
Spaghetti Joes.
They should have been called Spaghetti Joes. It was really a miss, but I didn't make that up. So, anyway, it was my SpaghettiOs and a turkey hot dog that I cooked all together and added a bunch of stuff into so that it would taste like food.
That's a very adult food.
At all. There was balsamic vinegar in it.
Right, that's fancy.
And garlic powder.
Right, so normally how you make it is you just get like a can of SpaghettiOs.
You didn't even heat it up, did you? You just ate it cold.
I ate it out of the can.
God, you're so weird. I don't know how you eat all this cold food.
You know how many dishes that uses? One dish, a spoon.
I had to use a spoon and a pot and a bowl.
Did you clean it all out?
No.
Did you clean out the stuff that you left in the sink yesterday?
Some of it.
Okay.
Anyway, back to my story. So I went to pour said SpaghettiOs and hot dogs into the bowl I was going to consume them out of. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know why I bothered with the bowl. I probably could have just let the pan
just
cool
eat it
down.
In the pan.
Yeah, I should have done that.
Yeah, that uses
I didn't.
Less
anyway, went to pour it, and I spilled a little bit, and it splashed out onto my sock. It like burned through onto my toe, and it hurt. But I had to take my socks off because I had spaghetti juice all
burned,
over it.
And there's holes.
And that's why
it.
I'm cold now because I don't know if the socks on.
Because it burned through your socks.
Because it burnt right in.
What is it? Is it made of acid that it burned through?
No,
your
it was
socks?
Hot.
But like,
it
is your
burned
socks
my
on
skin
fire?
Through my sock.
Oh, I thought like it burned a hole
no,
in your sock.
No, it didn't like. No, I was
confused.
I still have a whole sock. It's probably got like an orange stain in it now because
it's
a white sock.
Fine.
But
that's
I don't think
fine.
It matters at all.
So, do you want to know what I did for my dinner?
Yes, I do want to know what you did for dinner.
So,
because you were at work.
So I went to Subway.
Okay.
But I stopped at the one here.
Why?
So because
wait, there's a Subway here?
There's one right by the bus stop.
Oh, that Subway. You went on the 62 home? That's a slow ride.
Yes.
Okay, you said that in a way that makes me feel like you didn't actually take the 62
I
home.
I did take, no, I took the E home. I took the 62 down.
So you stepped a Subway before you went to work?
Yes.
Okay, the story makes sense. Continue.
So I went in there, and they have a special where you pay $6 and you get a foot long of the day, whereas you can get one for $3.50.
Like a 6-inch?
A 6-inch for $3.50. So this is exciting. I love saving money on lunch.
Uh-huh.
Or, well, second lunch and dinner.
Oh, so see, that's the problem.
So
you ate too much food. Did you log any of this in MyFitnessPal?
Yeah, it's all logged in there. You can check it right now. So what I got was, it was the sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
That's good.
And they have like whole grain flatbread now.
Mm.
So I got it on that.
And
I had half of it for second lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I had half of it for
maybe
dinner.
Just skip second lunch next time and go straight
it.
To
That's
dinner.
That's probably not going to happen.
You should do that.
Because I don't think one little can of SpaghettiOs is going to get me through.
Whose fault is that? You should have bought some hot dogs.
I didn't have hot dogs.
You don't have any excuse. I took the bus to the store so I could buy, literally, here's what I bought at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Hot dogs, Annie's SpaghettiOs, All-Stars.
You could have bought Spaghetti Joe's.
No, I didn't want to go, because I was on the 62 and the
oh, you just went
62
to the
doesn't go that far. Yeah, I just went to QFC. I bought, what are the two things I bought? No, I'm forgetting.
So I love how people can figure out where we live by which bus we
take.
It
doesn't matter. If you want to come visit us, you do it. If you want to come break in and steal the stuff we have that's not worth anything, you go for it.
We have a TV. That TV is worth like $200.
Is it anymore? It's kind of old and really heavy.
Yeah, but it's a big TV. Yeah, it's real heavy, though.
It's a 42-inch TV. That's not that big anymore.
I mean,
it's not that big anymore.
It's pretty big.
I get that you think that, but it's really not
anymore. It's a pretty sweet TV.
So anyway, I bought fresh Asiago cheese because it was $1.50 and it looked like it was going to be really good.
Was it real good?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
There's still a bunch left.
Did you get more La Hua? Because I'm real thirsty.
No, there's still some on the counter, though.
Can you grab me one?
Yeah. And then I also bought some packet of pink salmon. Sweet, hot flavored one.
Yeah.
So I was like, in case I don't want to eat dinner one night and I just want to eat like 40 calories worth of salmon.
So tell me about your week. We're done with food. Let's be done with food because we know what we had for food.
We'll get back to food later when we get to our snack.
Yeah, we'll get back to
food. Spoiler, we have so many snacks today.
But let's talk about...
Because I went to Daiso yesterday and I couldn't stop buying stuff
week.
Except the one thing that you asked me
what
to
buy. What did you do this week that was interesting?
What did I do? I went to a comedy show on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It was Maria Bamford and Jackie Cation and it was really good.
Mm-hmm. I played Commander that night.
You did play Commander that night. Tell us about how your Commander went without saying too much about Magic, because people I've heard don't care.
Oh, I know that like at least one of our listeners plays Magic and is interested in that.
It's like both of our listeners.
Yeah, so half of the people want to hear about Magic. I don't know. I'm going to talk because all of my weak stuff that I did is all about Magic.
I was hoping you would ask me some more leading questions or follow-up questions about my comedy show.
I was going to, but you told me to tell you about my stuff.
Did I?
Uh-huh. You said tell me about your week.
Nope, that's not what happened. You said, tell me about your week. I said I went to a comedy show, and you said I went to Commander that night.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you said, tell me about that, and I was going to, but then I was going
to
say.
Well, that was only while I went to get La Croix, and now I'm back. So
okay,
I want you to ask more about my comedy show.
Okay, tell me about your comedy show.
No, you have to ask more better questions.
So what,
it's like you never
so
had a
I heard,
conversation
I
before.
Heard that you went to a comedy show this
I
weekend.
I did go to a comedy show.
I want
show.
To know everything about it.
Well.
Tell me what happened in each, and who's, and what they talked about,
well,
and all the jokes that they
with,
did.
Let's start with before the comedy show. I painted my fingernails real late.
Okay.
And I left, and I took the 62 there.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah.
This La Croix is really good.
Yeah, I know, right? It's the passion fruit one.
And I had the ones before that were essenced.
Yeah.
And this one's the good one of the essenced ones. Mm-hmm. The other ones aren't. Why are you drinking my La Croix, bitch?
Okay, first off, we are sharing this. Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, I took the 62 because I was like, I don't feel like walking all the way up to the E. I just want like a nice ride to go to the 62. And then we got stuck behind a drawbridge and I was like, crap. Because I knew I needed to eat before I went because I hadn't really eaten anything yet that day.
Did you just have some spaghetti joes?
I didn't. I don't remember what I had.
You should have just had some spaghetti joes.
It was like some cookie butter. And that was like all I
needed.
There
you go. Trader Joe's.
Didn't really... I mean, yeah, Trader Joe's.
By the BTW, Trader Joe's.
By the way, Trader Joe's. Sorry if you don't have it.
Yeah, you should move somewhere where it exists because
it's
worth it.
Great.
It's worth it.
Anyway, so I had to find a place to eat because I was quickly running out of time. When I got there, I had like 45 minutes left to eat, like 45 to 50 minutes. I'm like, okay, that's plenty of time to eat a sit-down meal and then get to the show because it's only a couple blocks away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first place I go is... the pizza store, Serious Pie, and I found out two things. One, they didn't have anywhere for me to sit, and it was a 25-minute wait. Two, all of their pizzas are the same size, and they're heinously expensive.
Oh, like, what's that place? Rhombus Guys?
Yeah, except...
Remember Rhombus Guys pizza was like $20?
Yeah, except this one... I asked her, I was like, do you guys sell slices? And she's like, well, we sell pizzas. They're about this size. And she motions to me and she's like, we say that it serves like, it's like a big New York slice. It serves like 1 to 2 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and then I looked at the prices on the thing and it was like $16 to $18.
For one pizza.
For one tiny little pizza.
That's seriously like, overpriced pizza.
That's really expensive
They
pizza.
Should change their name to that. But well, you're downtown though, right?
I was downtown, but I think all our locations are probably the same price.
Yeah.
It's a chain.
Yeah.
Remember
Mod Pizza? That was
yeah, that's
good.
Fine pizza.
It was little pizza.
Perfectly fine pizza. Yeah, it was like $9 though.
Yeah,
there's a big difference.
It was fine.
It's fine. So the next place I checked was I think it was Ishiyaki.
Mm-hmm. Did
It was like sushi, teriyaki and ramen, or sushi and ramen. Pho? No, we're not there yet.
Where are you?
So we're
Didn't you say Ishiaki. You got pho?
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Am I ruining the story?
Yes! You're ruining everything. So this ramen place.
All right, I'm going to try and ruin everything.
I saw like that there were open seats at the bar as I was walking past. And then I walk in and she's like, oh no, I'm so sorry. We don't have any open seats. And I'm like, literally just me.
You're like, bitch, look over there.
Right? I know. So I was like, fine.
Did you tell her
How
that?
Long is the wait? And she's like, probably about 15 minutes. 100 and at
minutes.
This point, it's already been like another 10 minutes. I'm like, I am running out of time right now because I have a show at 8 and it's like 7:20. Doors are already open. People are already sitting in their seats. So,
did you go to a hamburger? There's a McDonald's right
there? So here's some other things that ran through my mind. Within the 3-block radius, there was a Subway. Mm-hmm. I was on Yelp at the time trying to figure out what was nearby me because I didn't want to like walk around and wander around, and it was a little bit rainy, so that was kind of annoying. The Subway was rated a 1.3 on Yelp with 16 ratings.
Which Subway was it?
It's on like Virginia 3rd or farther, maybe Stewart and 3rd. It's like up there in like a corner. You wouldn't even notice it was there. It's not great. And then I considered going to McStaddy's, the McDonald's in the corner.
I told you it's called McStaddy's.
I know, but I'm fine with it. The McDonald's in the corner of Pine and 3rd, but then I was like, I don't know where I would eat that food.
You just carry it because it's a hamburger?
I'm not going to go in. Yeah, but there's like packaging and
stuff.
But
you like hold it,
and it was raining.
And then you walk, and you take a bite.
Yeah, but it was
And then you
raining.
Walk a little bit, and Who then you take a different bite. And then you grab a french fry out of the bag.
Who wants a wet hamburger, though?
Wet sandwich?
Nobody. Nobody wants a wet sandwich. So then the last place I checked was Mikiyaki, which is right next to Sally Beauty. And I've seen it a million times standing at the bus stop. And I was always like, man, I should go over there. So I went over there and I had some pho. I had combination pho because it was just number one on the menu and I didn't have much time to order. Because I was like, I'll
so
literally just order.
So this whole 10-minute story is you got pho.
Why are you being like this?
I'm just asking if that was the story.
You could feign interest in my life for half a minute.
I'm interested in the show that you went to because I didn't hear about that. I heard you got pho already.
I didn't get there yet. Oh, I'm so sorry that you've heard it, but the rest of the podcast hasn't.
Okay. Tell me
so
more.
So I wouldn't recommend getting the pho there.
Okay.
if you're gonna get
it's
meatballs.
Not very good.
No, it was fine. It lacked a little bit of flavor, but the meatballs had gristle.
Okay,
oil,
so
and
so
that
here's
is not
the,
what you want.
Okay, folks, here's the moral of the story. If you're downtown, just get a McDonald's hamburger, and then you take a bite, and you take a step, and then you grab a french fry, and you get your little ketchup out, and you dip it in.
Or if you have a little bit more time than I did, walk a couple of blocks. There's a lot of other restaurants around.
There's like an all around there. Like in Westlake Center, there's like a P.F. Chang's there.
Yeah, I just wasn't going to. And a lot of that stuff was closed at that point because it was like 7:25 on a Sunday. Yeah, but I finished my pho at. And I paid while I was eating, which was really nice. He came by and gave me the check because they closed at 8, so he wanted me out of there too. I finished my pho at like 7:54. I walked to the show. I got into the venue at like 7:58. I went and peed. I got to my seat at like 8:01, and it was another like 5 or 10 minutes before they started.
You could have went to Steak and Shake.
You know, I could have. I didn't.
They got hamburgers there too.
Yeah, I've heard it's not very good.
And you can sit down.
So I'm not gonna
in the booth, and then you eat your burger, and you drink your shake, and then you eat a fry.
I just really like
ketchup.
I found that my default food now is just like Asian food.
Yeah.
It's sushi or ramen or pho or teriyaki.
Because there's a lot of Asian
food
around here.
There's a ton of Asian food, and granted, it's like American Asian food, but. Sure. So I got my seat. I was sitting in the nosebleediest of the nosebleed section. There are two balconies. I was in the second balcony, in the second to last row.
Did you see what was happening on the stage?
Kind of.
Can you hear what was happening?
I could definitely hear what was happening.
Well, that's the important bit, right? That's what comedy shows are all about.
So the show is Jackie Cation and Maria Bamford. Jackie Cation opens for Maria Bamford. They're good friends, so she opens for her a lot.
I thought you were friends with her. You should have told her to get you better tickets.
I mean, I didn't think of it. I actually could have probably gotten better tickets had I just gone to the box office itself rather than using Ticketmaster and paying way, way too much money. I'll think about that for next time. But so Jackie Cation went on first. And she has a really good tantric sex joke that she's been talking about on one of her podcasts for like literal months. And I'd never heard it before. And I was just like, I don't understand what's happening. And then I heard it and it now all makes sense.
And
I'm very happy about that. The joke is good. It's a really good joke.
I'm glad that it's a good joke.
Yeah. She lost her place a few times in her set. I think she's still trying to rearrange it.
Okay.
Because she's recording her... So here's the thing that I might do. She's recording her hour special at Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis, like the week of New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of considering planning my trip home based on that.
Okay.
Like maybe taking a day, staying in Minneapolis,
mm-hmm.
going to the comedy show, and then sure. flying home.
Do what you gotta do.
I don't know. I haven't really planned that yet. We don't have any money for plane tickets right now, so it's kind of a moot point.
Well, you drive. You can take the car.
I can drive to Minneapolis?
Yeah, it's like a 2-day drive.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Because it's 2 days back also.
Sure. I was just checking my schedule to see if I have Wednesday night off, which I don't.
Oh.
What time is the show?
Like 8?
Oh, well, I can get there. And it's in Fremont, right?
When do you work Wednesday?
Till 8:30.
Okay, well, you can't get there then, can you?
Well, they're not... Are they
oh,
the
there's
opener?
Like another
There's
band.
Three bands playing.
Oh, for the Ween cover band?
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Okay.
We're not there yet.
We're still doing your comedy
we're
show.
Still doing
and
my
we're like 20
show.
Minutes into this.
Why are you complaining?
I don't know what time it is.
What
oh, we're only 15 minutes in. Let's
What's
go.
Your deal today?
I just have so much I want to talk about.
Can we analyze why you don't want to hear me talk about my life?
I do. Tell me more about your show.
Okay. Thank you. I was going to, but you were just like, "Hey, you keep talking about your show. This is what's happened in my life, and it's exciting and important to me." All right. So Maria Bamford came on. She was really good. The thing about it is that if you're not sitting close, Maria does a lot of facial expression sort of work. And I couldn't see it at all because I was about as far away as you can get. And I don't have that great of vision.
Mm-hmm. Did you have your contact lenses in?
Yeah, but I don't have that great of vision. Like,
Did you have your opera glasses?
I didn't, but I don't have any opera glasses. But if I did, I should have brought them.
You should have opera glasses.
It would have been better. We should give me some opera glasses
then. It's
hot in here. Is that hot? I closed the window because I was cold. But that's standard for me.
Right.
If you need to open the window,
I'm also wearing like flannel pants.
So I wanted to do like the meet and greet thing afterwards because usually they'll like hang out in the lobby or whatever. But I think they were like, oh, I can't because we have like a friend or family or whatever in town. But what I really think it was is that the venue was just too big and she didn't want to have to meet and greet like a couple thousand people or whatever were in there, which is unfortunate. And then they were in Spokane the next night on Sunday, which I guess was yesterday. And my friend Jill went. And saw them, and she said hi to Jackie for me instead.
Okay.
Jackie remembered who it was, finally. I've only been donating $10 a month to her for like 2 years.
She didn't remember you for a while?
She never remembers my name. She knows who I am, but like, she never actually remembers my name. But she does now. She does now remember my name. her husband, Andy Ashcraft, remembers my name more than she does.
Mm-hmm.
Were you gonna open the window? I thought you were gonna open the window.
No, I'm just gonna... hitch up my pants like this.
Oh, how's that going to help you be less hot?
I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
Okay.
Nobody can see it.
What did I do yesterday? I already forgot.
What was yesterday? Sunday? You came to visit me at work?
Oh, I came to visit you at work and I walked around. I'm trying to find overalls. It's not working.
Mm-hmm.
I actually found some that I really loved at H&M, but they were on clearance and out of my size.
Mm-hmm.
It's the end of my story.
Okay.
That was my weekend. I didn't really have much of a week last week. Just kind of a regular week.
It's exciting.
Right. Would you like to talk about your night at Commander on Saturday?
Well, I have a whole week before that to talk about.
What kind of stuff did you do last week?
I got very entrenched into a new format of Magic.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, so there's a new format of Magic called Penny Dreadful, which everything costs a penny. I may have mentioned it before on the podcast.
I don't remember if you did
but,
or not.
But anyway, this is an announcement. So if there's any of our listeners... Who
your
play,
listeners.
Any of my listeners who want to listen to Magic talk, I'm going to have my own podcast.
Maybe don't announce it until you've actually set it up.
Trying to tell them they want to be a host.
Sure, but what I'm saying is that we don't really have the money to host another podcast right now.
Oh.
We kind of can't even afford to host the one that we have.
Mm.
Do you remember that? Thank you for our two patrons
We have a Patreon account. How does that work? I think, do we have to post it on Patreon for them to pay us?
I don't know how we have it set up. I think we have it set up monthly.
Right.
They may have already unpatroned. I haven't checked.
Okay.
We may have.
We haven't even looked at Patreon. Patrons.
We haven't looked. But thank you if
so maybe we might even have new patrons.
We don't. We get emails when we get new patrons.
We get emails. So if you listen to our podcast and you want to be a patron.
And you have an extra dollar a month, is the price of a cup of coffee.
No, it's not.
Isn't that what they always use?
It's not a cup of it's coffee. Just like, it's a quarter of a cup of coffee.
No, it's like, month. Yeah, they're always like $5 a month. It's less than a cup of coffee, which is correct. But also, why are they presuming I'm paying $5 for
coffee? It's like, okay.
Also, so they're wrong because it's not just coffee. That is like a latte. That is like a mocha frappe latte, right? No cup of coffee costs $5. No just
coffee. We're like less than a bottle of water.
$5
a month.
Yeah, we are. Like a cheap bottle of water even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like.
Like an Aquafina plus tax, it's still gonna be more than a dollar.
Yeah, and that's in a month. And yeah. That helps us pay for
it. It really does help. I know it sounds like nothing, and they always say like every bit helps, or like even $1 really helps, but like when you're on the scale we're on, $1
is $12
really,
a year, which
really actually does help.
Which really helps
us. It's like a quarter of our hosting costs.
It is, which, you know, if we have four people that a dollar, we could pay. Like, then we broke even.
We finally, for 5 years later or whatever, broke even.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's been 5 years, huh?
Not quite. It's been like...
We're almost broke
four
even.
Four and a half or some amount. It's been a while.
But anyway, thank you for interrupting my story.
Yeah, it's fine. We're equal now.
Okay, so I wanted to say that if there's any listeners of this podcast who would like to co-host a podcast, I want to do a podcast about variant magic formats. There's already a bunch of Commander podcasts. I was going to call it Magic Variants.
That's...
Variants, like, because when you don't draw the lands, it's variants. You
bring I don't know on what the that variants. Means.
See? That's why you're not
my
co-host.
What does it mean?
Oh, so when you lose, you blame it on variance because you don't draw lands. It's like getting mana screwed or mana hosed. It's
okay.
Because the way it works is variance, but it's
which
a magic
way do you
variant.
Spell it for the podcast though? Because that's like a verbal variant. That's like a homonym, right?
Right. Well, I'm using it. I'm calling it the actual thing, like magic variants.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
but somebody might variance. Get it because I've never heard that before.
We're
I've never heard the variance thing before.
It just might be called variants, and then it'll be like
yeah, I think you need to put magic in
magic
the title.
Variants about or a podcast about magic non-sanctioned whatever, I don't know.
Formats. Yeah. We could come up with something else.
Alternate
variants,
magic formats. Yeah.
We'd just be
whatever. It's a working title. It doesn't matter.
We'll workshop it.
But anyway, I had just like a lot of things. I think that Penny Dreadful, the format itself, if I had one other person, I'm probably going to post on the Discord channel and see if anybody else wants to do it with me, because every 3 months, the whole format changes.
Mm-hmm.
So it would just be talking about, you know, new cards that are coming in, cards that are leaving, have a card spotlight, maybe like a deck spotlight, stuff like that. Talk about like powerful cards in the format and what you can do against them and stuff like that. You know, just talking about magic because that's what all I really want to do all the time. And I have to work at a job where nobody cares. So, yeah, that's all. That's what I've been doing for the last week. I got in trouble at work because I was on my phone.
Yeah.
And then, so I stopped doing that.
Yeah.
And then, so I was like thinking of stuff for my magic set instead. And I came up with a story for my set,
mm-hmm.
which is like, it had, like, because magic, then all the new sets have, I think it's
yeah,
like
very story
five
driven now.
Plot points.
Yeah.
And they're in,
they're, like,
they're
listed,
listed
on
the cards. So I came up with the plot points for my set. And, you know, I have the story of the first set, and I was working on thinking of the story for the second set.
You should write some of that out and put it on your blog.
Yeah, I probably will.
You should also
I have so many things that I have so many things I want to do.
Right. You should do your blog more often, though.
Mm-hmm.
I like when you make posts, make
yeah.
new cards.
Yeah. I've made, like, 3 cards tonight. I have the legendary artifact that is a plot point in the story.
Cool. What else did you do last week?
I got invited to a booster draft that I can't go to because
cool.
I work.
Exciting story.
But it's like the free one.
Tell
like
it again.
We went to the Eternal Masters one with the guy who works for Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
And they just get a box every time a set comes out. So he mm-hmm. just does a free draft and lets everybody keep the cards because
mm-hmm.
he just wants to play. And I can't go because I have to work that night. But the reason I have to work is because 3 days before that, I'm doing the, I'm helping Card Kingdom with the release
mm-hmm.
by opening up 1 million packs of Magic cards and
mm-hmm.
going through them. So
you like that.
I'm gonna get some Masterworks or whatever, the like the expedition ones.
Yeah, but you don't get to keep them. You just get to open them.
No, but I get to open them and look at them and be like, oh, that's cool.
And then hope your fingerprints on a little room.
Cause, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Because it costs money.
Well, no, you just put them in. You just open them and put them in different, like they have a
do
big
bucket.
Do
you guys sleeve them?
No.
You don't even sleeve the really expensive ones?
We don't sleeve them right away. We put them, we have a tray with like 10 slots or whatever, and then you put like, you get three piles for the commons and you put them in there, and then you get one for the uncommons, one for the rares, one for rares.
And then do they sort them by color later?
No, you don't sort them by color. They sort them by name. It's sorted by rarity and then by alphabetical.
Oh, that sounds exhausting and terrible. Yeah. Maybe if I had shorter fingernails, I could do it. It's weird.
Or
having
if you had
long...
3 days off in the middle of the week.
Right, but having long fingernails like makes it really hard to handle magic cards.
It's your choice.
I know it is. I know. It's because it doesn't preclude me from doing my actual job. Mm-hmm. Just from doing that weird job. Mm-hmm. What else did you do?
Played Commander with some people from Twitter.
With a guy from Twitter and a guy from a local game store. And who's the other person?
Stefan.
No. It was Stefan and that guy from Twitter. And who was the other person? There were four people?
Yeah, it was me, Stefan.
Yep. The guy from Twitter. And who was the other guy?
And the other guy that works at the Card Kingdom.
Oh, see, that I had to ask you that three times.
From the local game store.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant
you already said it.
No, I meant Stefan. Because that's where I met him. Was at the
store. Oh, yeah. I guess it could be all the people, because the other guy works at, like, well, I guess it's a comic book store, but whatever.
Yeah, but it's, like, a different one.
But it's all, like, I met two new people, and we had fun playing Commander.
Cool.
And I won some.
You didn't meet that other person, though, did you? I thought you met him in person at PAX. Or was that a different person still?
That was a different guy.
Oh,
that
my
was
goodness.
That was MTG Color Pie, that guy.
He wrote, yeah, that's right. Stuff. You want to find our snacks? Where are they? Oh, they're in front of me. Don't even worry about it. They're in front of me.
Oh. What is our snacks?
Okay, we have three snacks today
because Jesus.
I couldn't pick between them.
I didn't even look at them.
Which one would you like? I'm showing you the backs of them.
This one.
That is Darjeeling tea. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a different way.
Darjeeling.
Here, I'll turn it upside down.
Oh.
Maybe there's like a
I wasn't looking at it. I was just going to open it.
Tea candy. So, you like tea. I like tea. It's hard candy. I got this instead of the soft coffee candy that I was going to get that for real felt like hard candy, but it said soft
on the
outside.
Did you see the little cubes? They're like little candy cubes. They had the tomato candy cube.
Yeah, I'm not going to get
that. I probably
would have
enjoyed
that. That's disgusting. No, you would not. Do you not remember the tomato candy?
It tastes like tea.
Ooh. It tastes like...
like fancy tea.
It tastes like tea-scented candle.
What's in Darjeeling?
It's tea.
Is it just tea?
Yeah, it's some tea.
Because I know, like, Earl Grey is, like, they put bergamot in it.
It's just a kind of tea.
We should talk about our D&D thing that we were going to do.
Oh, there's tea in this.
That makes
sugar,
sense.
Sugar, starch syrup, tea, black tea flavor.
Mm-hmm. So it turns out that I don't really like tea flavor in anything but tea.
I think this is good.
It's okay. But, like, there's, like, you had, like, those, like, cupcakes that tasted like tea real hard.
I like those. They had tea in them. They were tea.
Yeah. I wasn't into that.
Anyway, we're going to talk about D&D.
And then there's, like green tea caramels we have at work. Not into it.
No.
And then there's, like, that green tea ice cream. Not into it.
Green tea is a whole different thing, though.
It's still tea.
Yeah, but...
and everything that I've eaten that's made of tea that isn't just tea, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
Because I'll drink green tea.
Have you finished chewing up your candy so we can...
I'm not going to chew it. I'm sucking on it.
We have more food to eat.
The hard candy.
Why did I go with the hard candy first? Why did I let you do that?
What was I saying? What were you asking me about?
I don't remember anymore. That was like 20 seconds ago.
Viewers, if you remember what we were talking about 20 seconds ago, let us know in the comments.
Literally.
We don't have comments. We're thinking about changing
that. We do have comments.
Oh, do people comment?
Yeah, there's comments on... you can go to Podbean. Nobody ever goes to it.
Oh.
I think our subscribers just subscribe through, like, iTunes or Podkick.
You can find us on iTunes.
I guess you... can you rate us on iTunes?
I think
so. Or can you just find us?
You could probably rate us.
You know what? If you rate us on iTunes and it's anything other than a 5, don't tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just don't.
Yeah, if you're going to rate us, just give it 5 stars because that's nice.
And if you don't feel like that's a 5-star podcast, maybe just don't rate.
Yeah, it's like if you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all.
If you can't say
that was from
the
Bambi.
Nicest thing, don't say anything.
Mm-hmm. I make a 5-star.
No, I have no idea what we're saying.
It doesn't matter.
D&D. That's what it was.
Dungeons and Dragons. D&D. So we're trying to get our group together.
We gotta have a group.
We have a group. We have a group together, but we don't know where we're gonna meet. We know it's gonna be Sunday nights.
We're pretty sure Sunday.
But we have to make sure that everybody knows that it has to be every week or it's gonna fall apart.
Yeah, that's how every D&D group is. If you don't meet consistently every week for at least like 6 months, you fall apart. And then after like 6 months, you can miss a week and you generally are okay.
Mm-hmm. But not always, because ours wasn't.
Well, there was a lot of other stuff happening at that time, too. Like work stress, and we were about to move, and just a bunch of things were coming together at once that I think just made it not work. But, yeah, so we're going to do that. It's probably going to be set in Magic the Gathering format something. Probably Innistrad, because I know that there's already, like, a pre-made, like, somebody else made a module for
and,
it.
And you have to give everybody the bad news that they have to be human.
Yeah, the bad news is everybody has to be human. I sort of forgot to mention that. But since we don't have a play place or time yet, I'm not even sure this is going to fire,
But on Facebook, we have that thing that we
can but nobody responds to it. Like, I know that we do, but, like, it's pulling teeth to get anybody to respond. So I feel like we either need a group text or a Facebook message or something. We'll figure out a group text. Because nobody responds.
Figure out a group text.
That's the worst part about Facebook is a lot of people don't consistently use it, so they don't actually see any of that.
That's fair.
It's not a great communication platform unless everybody is involved. Are you done with your tea candy yet?
Yeah, it's gone. I chewed it. Give me the next one.
Okay.
What is the next candy?
The next thing we have is Daiso Select Cashew Nuts with Coffee.
That's not candy, that's nuts.
Yeah, it's not candy, it's nuts.
I thought you said it. Oh, no.
Just said snacks.
That was me that said candy. Never mind.
Description. Cashew nuts coffee flavor.
Give me cashew nuts
product
coffee
name.
Flavor.
Cashew nuts coffee flavor. I don't know why they're two separate things.
It should just be like
ingredients.
Slash.
Cashew nuts, 50%.
Okay.
I don't know
what the rest, what's the other percent?
Well, I don't think that's possibly 50% of what's here. Maybe they mean it's a 50% cashew nut.
I have a question.
Yeah.
We've been watching television shows programs.
We've been watching a lot of Babylon 5. We watched Take My Wife, which I think we talked about last week.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say I watched Orphan Black. I watched the whole first season, and then it automatically played the second season. Oh, bad smell?
They smell like coffee.
Remember when we ate those chestnuts?
Yeah.
And then we left them for a while.
Smell them.
It smells like salty. It
smells like burned coffee.
It smells like salty.
Hurry up, second.
I'm going to eat it.
It tastes like burned coffee.
It's mine forever.
They're not salty. Mm-mm. I actually wish that they were. There's no salt in them.
Mm-mm, that's really good, though.
Cashew nuts, sugar, glutinous rice flour mix.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat flour, coffee extract.
Yeah.
Hydrogenated starch hydrolysates.
Okay, you can just stop reading
coffee
those.
Powder, syrup.
I just want to eat the rest
cream
of these.
Cream powder.
Give me it. I love it.
Emulsifier E322. Flavor and antioxidant E300.
So I thought today at work, this is the thing that I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, I wish that I had some marketable skills.
Yeah. I've thought that many a time about myself.
Oh, that'll be nice.
So these cashews... They're, like, crunchy on the outside.
I like it. I'm into it.
It's, like, a crunchy coating.
Mm-hmm.
I see why it's only 50% cashew now, because, like, the other 50% is, like, the flour on the outside.
Shell.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I'm into it.
And they're Daiso, so they're only, like, $1.50.
Mm-hmm. It's the Japanese everything's $1.50 store. Ooh. Don't eat. I gotta don't eat it.
I feel like they don't even bother putting those in U.S. food, because people are gonna eat it. And they'll sue. But Japan, they're like, well, they
they're
can be trusted.
Enough. All right, what's our next snack?
All right. We'll put the coffee and cashews away for another time.
Mm-hmm.
And by another time, I mean like after this podcast. These are Daiso Select Cashew Nuts with Kanako.
With what?
Kanako.
Okay.
K-I-N-A-K-O.
I don't know what that is.
Description, cashew nuts with soybean flavor.
Oh. Okay. Let's give it a shot.
This is 37% cashew nuts. And it's sugar... Soybean flour, wheat flour, glutinous rice flour mix. A lot of flours on this
right,
one,
me,
so I expect
just
these
me
to
one.
Be...
I'm just going
to
eat one. I'm not excited for it, but I'm going to eat
You're not
it.
Excited for it?
No, soybean flavor is not really what I'm into.
Ooh, I'm into it. Mmm. Mmm. It's a little chalky.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
I really like it. It tastes familiar.
No thanks.
Why do I taste familiar?
Because it tastes like soybeans.
Mmm, yeah, that could be it. I would believe that.
I don't like soybeans.
They're very, very... They're covered in like a powder in a way that the coffee ones aren't.
I'm going to eat these coffee ones and you can have those.
Yeah. In a way the coffee ones aren't. Actually, I really like these. I'd eat the coffee ones before I would eat these, but I do like them.
These are good until 12/19.
I like it until 12/17.
But yeah, so if anybody wants to do a podcast with me about magic, let me know. Send me a tweeter at Matt Olaf.
You can tweet me about it if you feel like you need
to. You can tell Holly, but she's not going to do a podcast with you.
Mm-mm. Well, I would do a podcast with you, but not about magic. I don't know what I would do a podcast about. Fingernails, probably.
You could do a fingernail podcast with your sister.
There's not. That's the thing. I've thought about it, but there's really not that much to say.
There's no, like, nothing changes. It's just like, this is a color.
The only stuff that changes is there are, like, new releases. Like, new colors. And then every once in a while, there's, like, a scandal. That's about it.
You can do a monthly podcast. All right, so we've done all
this
stuff.
What would we call it? What would you call a nail polish?
Lacquered up.
It's already a thing.
Is it?
No. I mean, it's not a podcast, but...
What is it? What is it? What thing is it?
It's just like, I don't know. It sounds familiar. It's like a blog or a podcast or a brand of polish or something. Mm. I don't know. It sounds familiar. My sister would know. She's probably screaming at her... Well, I was going to say her iPod, but she's definitely
name it,
not her iPod.
The Big Book of Polish Jokes.
Ooh, speaking of which.
Do you have some rich people jokes you want to tell us?
Yeah, that's entirely unrelated from what you just said.
Uh-huh.
I just, you know, I heard jokes and I was like...
The last official Polish joke book.
Mm-hmm. Rich people joke book.
No, Polish. That's what I'm saying your podcast is. Because it's about polish. Nail polish.
I just saw this joke on the internet yesterday.
Tell me it. It's relevant. It's timely.
Jeannie took her rich person boyfriend to the ballet. I think we've heard this one before. At intermission, she asked, how do you like it? It's okay, said the rich person. But why is it they're all dancing on their toes? Why don't they just get taller dancers?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
He's a smart rich person.
Mm-hmm. Secretary Dorothy Veramis
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to talk about ballet.
Okay.
Like, honestly, why are they dancing on their toes? That just seems like it would hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, it does hurt them a lot. Because it's, like, pretty or elegant or something.
Is it? It just looks painful.
I don't know. I've never really danced. Were you ever a dancer? Not, like, official, but did you ever dance?
I was a good-ass dancer when I was in fourth grade.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I danced like a motherfucker.
Mm. I like fourth grade school dances. Yep. No, those didn't start until, like, fifth grade for us.
Yeah. So, up until, like, junior high.
Tell me about how you danced and under what circumstances.
If there was music playing.
Mm-hmm. What kind of dancing did you do?
Oh, you know, I just felt the music and
I
danced.
I don't know, which is exactly why
You might
want to
ask people that I knew because they
saw
me.
You should do an example for me right now.
No, I would break things.
Oh, will you?
Yeah. It was very, like, I got into it.
So when I was a kid, like, 3 or 4, 5... I thought I was a great dancer.
Mm.
Here's what my dancing consisted of.
I don't remember what mine was.
I would run around the living room. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I would spin around. And I would, like, run into the couch. And then I'd run away from the couch. And then I would, like, run into the chair. And then run away from the chair. I'd just, like, run into it until I hit it. And I'd, like, bend over it. And then I would run away. And I would, like, spin into it. That's what I thought was dancing.
Mm-hmm. That's
This is why I have no motor skills or coordination or dancing.
I remember
anything.
There was a jukebox.
Oh.
Somewhere. I don't know why it was there. I think it was like we did like family reunions in like this place that had a jukebox, right?
Okay.
And there was one song in the jukebox that I played over and over again. What are you pointing at?
Well, I was trying to subtly get you to move the thing so I can see how much time we have.
Oh,
but
let's see how much time we
instead,
have.
Instead, you've just stopped talking.
No, well, you're like, well, point over there. I'm pointing at that.
I thought it was obvious, but it was
we
not.
Have 38 minutes.
Okay.
So
anyway.
I was trying to tell you a story, and then you subtly pointed and interrupted my story. and made me interrupt my story.
I'm sorry.
So anyway, I played one song over and over again, and all I would do is I would spin around in circles until I got dizzy.
Hey, is that super familiar? Was that your dancing?
That was dancing for that. Well, for that one song.
Oh, what song was it?
It was "You Might Think" by The Cars. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Hey, you might think I'm crazy.
Oh.
Get around with you. Boo boo doo boo. Boo doo boo doo boo doo boo. I love The Cars.
I don't like that song at all.
I love The Cars. That's all.
You always get screwed when you buy a used car. Said, what did we say, like, a rich person's last name was?
Magnuson.
Said Magnuson to his spinster aunt. That settles it, she yelled. I'm going out to buy a used car.
Mm-hmm. Because she needed to get laid.
What's a different person, last person?
Hold on.
I need a first name, too.
I'm getting there.
Whitaker? Is that like a rich person last name?
Tyrell Wellick.
No, we can't do that.
Why?
No.
Why?
I need it. So, Whitaker's my last name. What's my first name?
Tyrell.
That's not a rich person name.
It is. Haven't you seen Mr. Robot?
Okay, I get that, but it's not a rich person name. Not like a stereotypical one.
Okay. He's like Swedish? Aren't there rich people in Sweden?
What? Ross. That's my skip level boss's name.
I thought Ross was a store that sells clothes.
It is.
I thought Ross was the guy on Friends.
Whitaker was lost in thought when his buddy Ross met him on the street. What's up? Asked his pal. It's my girl, replied Whitaker. She wants to have 6 children when we're married, so do I want to have 6 children. Because we all know rich people don't form sentences properly.
Uh-huh.
That's great, said Ross. You seem to agree there. That's just it, said Whitaker. Where am I going to find a house big enough to hold 12 children?
He's bad at
baby math. He doesn't understand how any of this works. Poor guy.
So I almost won an Xbox this week.
Did you almost win an Xbox?
1 in 1,000 chance.
Yeah. So you didn't almost. You had a 99.9% chance of not winning an Xbox.
Mm-hmm. But
I don't think that counts as
I had a chance to win an Xbox.
Okay. That's a much different thing. You definitely had a chance to. It was not a big chance.
But I didn't.
It was a 0.01% chance, but it was a chance.
You want me to make a muscle?
I want you to just be all muscle, but then, so you can, like, lift me up comfortably and, like, toss me around. Like, spin me, like in the cartoons.
Feel the muscle.
I feel it.
Uh-huh.
You're trying your very hardest to make that happen.
Not really. I was just trying a little bit. You want me to try my very hardest?
I want, no. It seems painful. No, I want you to be able to, you know how, like, in cartoons, you can, like, lift someone up and, like, spin them? Like, spin them above your head, and for some reason you don't drop them, they don't die? That's what I want you to be able to do. Don't.
Okay.
Don't it. Don't. Don't do it.
Okay.
Do you have any riddles for us?
What?
There's pre-printed ones right behind you.
There's riddles?
Yeah. You don't have
I was going to say, this...
What's in its pockets is...
What does it have in its pockets is... All right, this one's important.
Okay.
Oh, it's a quick one.
Oh, it's a quick one.
How can you physically stand behind your father while he is standing behind you? I think if you're like back to back.
Beat the North Pole? Oh, yeah, just like back to back, right? I was thinking back to back at the North Pole. I don't know why I needed to bring the North
Pole. The bear is white.
I don't know why.
The bear is white.
I needed to bring the North Pole into this.
Remember that episode of Black Mirror? Called the White Bear.
Yeah.
That was a good
That's
one.
That's a harrowing one.
That's a good show. There's a couple stinkers.
There's some duds.
Like, the first episode is not very good.
All right, let's do another
one. And then
one.
The last episode is not very good.
Oh, this one's pretty short, too. Maybe it's better than that other one.
Charlie Chromedome.
Oh.
Went for a walk without an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Or an umbrella, if you speak English. He did not wear a hat, and he did not take refuge under a shelter. Yet not one hair on his head got wet. Well, his name is Chromedome.
His name is Charlie Chromedome. They gave it away.
Some of these are easier.
They gave it away. He's bald, right?
I'm not even going to look at the back. He's dead.
It said he didn't wear a hat. It didn't say he wasn't wearing, like, a shower cap.
The bear is white. Neon Slick.
Okay, that's a person?
I don't know.
Sure.
Was in a 500... we'll say miles because we're America.
Okay.
A 500-mile road rally when he blew one of his tires with 200 miles left to go.
Oh, that's too bad.
Neon still managed to win the race even though he went 500 miles with a flat tire.
Nope.
Since none of the other drivers experienced...
miles with a flat tire.
Since he went...
You literally just read the riddle wrong.
He won the race even though he went 200 miles with a flat tire. Since none of the other drivers experienced any problems, how could Neon win with a flat? Nobody else was racing?
Yeah, it was just him, probably. Tell me if that's wrong. Is that incorrect?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me think. So it was a 500-kilometer race. I'm sorry, 500-mile race.
Yeah, miles.
He blows a tire with 200 miles.
We're in America, where we have miles.
Why didn't he just change his tire? Probably just change his tire, right? Oh, wait, you can't do that? Because if you do that, you fall behind? Is that a thing? Maybe he just put all his tires flat so they were all equally flat so he could drive again? Is that how it works?
So he changed his tire, and then he traveled the last 200 kilometers with four
with
big tires
flat tire
and one flat
in
the trunk.
Nope, dumb. We need a good one. All right, we're getting a little long here, but we can't
name
do that
one thing. 8-letter word that has kst in the middle, the beginning and at the end. KST.
KST at the in the middle, in the beginning... And at the end?
Yeah.
Oh, this is an actual riddle. Don't look at the answer. I'm trying to look at the question. Name
KST.
One 8-letter word that has KST in the middle, the beginning, and at the end. Backstop. That's the only thing I could come up with that was the... 8-letter word with KST in it.
In the beginning and at the end. That has KST in the middle. In the beginning and at the end.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
The answer's in the back. Is this something I'll ever get? Is this like a dumb riddle?
Inkstand.
Inkstand?
KST in the middle, IN the beginning, AND at the end.
And at the end.
Inkstand.
That was a good one. That's an actual good riddle.
That's an actual riddle. All right, Mind Trap.
Fine. You win.
You win this round.
Mind Trap.
You butt.
From 1980-something.
I'm mad because it's a good riddle.
Dang it. They did their job and they didn't lead with the Jimmy Chromedome or whatever the hell.
Chromedome, your mom. I don't know what that means.
Follow us on Twitter at Aha Podcasts. Follow each one of us individually at Matt Olaf, at Only Obsessed. You can email us, ahapodcasts@gmail.com. We are at ahapodcast.com, facebook.com/ahapodcast. If you can't figure out where to get to us from there, I'm so sorry.
Patreon.
Patreon is just search for Aha Podcast because you can't see.
Give me a dollar.
A dollar a month would really just help us.
Give me a dollar.
We do have...
You know what I could buy with a dollar?
What?
Goddamn Spaghetti Joes.
No, they're like two.
Really?
I don't know. Joes. They might be like $1.30.
I'm just going to get regular Spaghetti Joes because they taste the same.
No, get Spaghetti Joes. And they're Ojos. They're not even
Spaghetti. They're Spaghetti Joes.
Or Joe's O's or whatever.
There should be Spaghetti Joes.
They should be
and I will only call them Spaghetti
Joes. You don't want to call them Spaghetti Joes. You just got to put hot dogs in them. The only way to eat them.
Then it's Beanie Weenie.
All right. Turn off the podcast.
Oh, it's not Beanie Weenie. It's SpaghettiOs and hot dogs.
SpaghettiOs and hot dogs. It's a different thing because there's no beans.
You should put beans in it too.
Ew. That'd be gross.
Just get beans and hot dogs.
What is it
and
with,
no SpaghettiOs.
What is it with the Brits and like, they're not baked beans there. What are they? Just like.
Beans on toast.
Beans. What is that? Why they got a different packaging for their beans?
They're
taste
green.
Different?
It's like a teal.
Do you ever buy them? Yeah. Do you ever buy them? Do they taste any different? Or are they just
know.
Like your
like
standard brown sugar baked beans?
I don't know.
They look redder, though. I think they're like a tomato-based baked bean.
Could be. I know they do.
Are they in baked breakfast. Beans? I have so many questions.
They have beans for breakfast.
Well, maybe I should start having beans for breakfast. Dang it! I was going to buy some breakfast today. And I
buy some breakfast beans. You can have beans and bacon and eggs.
How do we sign off this podcast?
Been there, done that.
Beans there, done that.
Spaghetti Joe's.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.